number of factors have been affecting recent fed steer and hay markets. Jason Wood, provincial livestock market analyst with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, dropped by the studio with some of the numbers.
Last week, the Canfax reported price for the Alberta fed steer or slaughter steers averaged just under 151 a hundredweight, and that's down about $9 or $120 for a 1,350-pound steer since the start of the year. There are a number of market factors at play that are affecting prices right now. That includes the current slowdown in beef demand, and then there was also some estimates recently put out on U.S. beef exports for January that show that they could be down about 5% year over year. So that's having an effect on prices as well. If we look back here in Alberta, we can see that for finishing gains have been really good with the mild winter that we've had up until recently. And that's shown up in steer carcass weights, which were 937 pounds for the week ending February 8th. And that's up about 35 pounds from a year ago. And if we take a look at the fed steer basis levels, we can see that those have weakened quite a bit this year. And the cash-to-cash basis is about $15 under last week. And if we look back a year ago into 2018, we can see that the cash-to-cash basis for the same week was $5 over. So we've seen quite a bit of movement on the basis as well, which has also affected our fed steer price. Looking ahead, fed steer prices are expected to stabilize and then start to improve as we move towards spring and we start to see beef demand rebuild and supplies start to tighten. Currently, the estimated Alberta projected futures price for fed steers works out to about 170 a hundredweight for May, and then we'll see softer prices moving into the high 140s into the fall.
What are we seeing in terms of slaughter?
If we look at slaughter for Canadian slaughter, it's up about 8% year over year for the first part of 2019 here. And if we look closer at heifer and cow slaughter, we can see that heifer slaughter is up 17% year over year and cow slaughter is up 7% compared to 2018. And then if we take a quick look at the average Canadian beef cutout value, we can see that since the start of 2019, it's increased about 10% into the first part of February. And if we compare 2019's year-to-date average price, we can see that it's about 6% higher than it was in 2018 for the same period.
We've heard a lot about feed prices this year. What can you tell us about the hay market?
If we look at the average provincial hay price, for January, it was about $153 a ton or about 7.6 cents a pound, and that's based on a 50% alfalfa mix. Now, that January price is about 6% higher than it was a year ago, and it's about 37% higher than the five-year average. And we have to remember that in that provincial price, that's an average of all qualities. But if we take a look at, you know, sort of what's out there on the market right now for good mixed hay, we're seeing prices averaging in the $200 to $225 range and up. Taking a look at regional prices for hay, and if we look at prices that were reported in the fourth quarter of 2018 for grass and alfalfa hay, we can see that on average prices in the north were lower than they were in central and southern areas. Grass hay prices were reported from just under 6 cents a pound in the north to just over 10.5 cents per pound in the south, and alfalfa hay prices ranged from just under 7 cents a pound in the north to just over 11 cents per pound in the south.
Jason Wood is provincial livestock market analyst.